Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
You may remember that the night before Jacob and Esau encountered one another, Jacob, fearful for his life and the lives of all his family members who were parading in the direction of Esau, and Esau coming out, as you remember, with 400 armed men, he has this moment at night where he wrestles with kind of an unnamed and unseen presence. It is believed that it is the angel of the Lord or God himself. And at the end of that wrestling match, which lasts most of the night, it says, "So Jacob called the place Peniel." So he wound up wrestling with God through the night. He winds up limping away, and it says, "So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, 'For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been preserved.'" There was this belief that if you saw God face to face, no human mortal could live. And so he says, "I've seen God face to face, and yet my life has been preserved." So he winds up leading his family in Esau's direction. And Esau, as you know from our last meditation, doesn't seek to battle Jacob, but actually comes and embraces him. And it says, in the next chapter, Genesis 33, it says, "Jacob said to Esau, 'For truly to see your face is like seeing the face of God, since you have received me with such favor.'" Now, it must be said that there are so many disturbing images and actions attributed to God that are written down in the book of Genesis. Just from beginning to end, it can be a little bit hard to take at times. And from a casual reading, it would seem that in the beginning, as Genesis starts, in the beginning, God was quite an angry character who was ready to dole out swift and harsh punishment when directives were ignored. However, tucked away in the story of Jacob and his older brother Esau is a sighting of the God that many of us have come to know through Jesus Christ. And this is important to recognize. See, as I said, after Jacob came face to face with God during a night of wrestling, Jacob encountered the older brother whom he had dealt treacherously with in the past. Esau would have had every right to be furious with Jacob. The last time that they'd been under the same roof, you remember, Esau had vowed to kill his younger sibling. However, when they were reunited, Esau embraced Jacob. Esau offered Jacob complete forgiveness and love. Receiving such a gift of grace and mercy, Jacob responds to Esau, saying that to see Esau was like seeing the face of God. Seeing God face to face is what is said. Jacob would have known, and this is the interesting thing, he would have known because he'd spent the previous night wrestling with God, right? So perhaps when we encounter love and forgiveness and mercy, we are somehow, in fact, standing in the presence of God. Think about that, that the love and forgiveness and mercy we experience is something of the presence of God in our midst. So, for those who think that God represented in the Old Testament is all about vengeance, if you think that, you should read the story of Jacob and Esau, and you will likely think again. So, I want to just ask, what does God look like to you? As you imagine God and who God is, how do you articulate those imaginings? Let's pray. Lord God, perhaps it is true that whenever we receive love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness, we are inviting ourselves to receive you, because that is who you are. You are love and grace and mercy and forgiveness personified eternally. So we thank you, and we accept that grace and forgiveness and mercy in your Son's name.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.